I live my convictions. I live according to principle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I live my convictions. I live according to principle. I live my convictions. What are my convictions? Are my convictions that I live in a good world? I love everyone in the world. I find everyone in the world to be a beautiful, glorious, fabulous person. Are my convictions that this is a good world, this is a wonderful world, this is a peaceful world, this is a world filled with people who love one another, who delight in one another? Well, it doesn't matter. Is my conviction that I love myself, that I love my world, that I love everyone in my world unconditionally? Is that my conviction? If that is my conviction, that is my life. That is the principle by which I live. Now, we're all worried about principle a lot of times, thinking that, are we living according to principle? Are we having good principles? Do we have good values? Do we live a good life? And the answer, of course, depends upon who you think you are. What are your convictions? What are my convictions? My convictions are that I really live an unconditionally loving life. I live an unconditionally loving life. I like to go to people and talk to people and share with people, not because I want to go to people to talk to people to share with people. I like to go to people and talk to people and share with people because that is my nature. It is my nature to just have beautiful thoughts in my head at all times. I go into hospital wards and I see people there, most of them I don't know, and they talk to me and I'm supposed to say something beautiful to them because I'm supposed to be someone who does that. And as I talk to them, I say, well, how are you this lovely day? What's going on in your world that makes you happy and joyful and full of life and so forth? And of course they think I'm a silly person. They think I'm a very silly person because I should know that they're in the hospital because they have a problem. I should know that they're in the hospital because they need help from the medical staff. They need help from somebody outside of themselves that they can't seem to handle it. And I tell them, hey, you know, you're the only one in the world who knows what to do to bring health and happiness into your life. You're the only one in the world who can make you happy or sad. You're the only one. People can try to make you happy or sad, or situations in your life can try to make you happy or sad, and all these things can bother you or not, depending upon what your convictions are. Are your convictions that this is a wonderful world? That, just for instance now, do you have any children? Do you think your children are wonderful? Do you have a conviction that your children are beautiful, thoughtful, loving children who are just outstanding? Now, if you don't have that conviction, and that means somewhere along you didn't plant that in your thought, in your mind. Now, it's never too late to plant it in our consciousness. It's never too late to put that thought, that conviction in our life experience. Now, most of the reasons that anybody has an illness or goes to the hospital or has the need for medical help is that they have accepted a conviction in their life, usually about somebody else. They've accepted a conviction in their life about somebody else who is making them unhappy. Can you imagine that? Somebody else can make you unhappy? If you are a bubbly, happy, joyful person, nobody can touch you unless you want them to. And if you're not a bubbly, happy, joyful person, nobody can still touch you unless you want them to. Somebody can come along and say, isn't this great? Hey, here's $1 million. Here's, you know what? Your children just won awards at school and all the beautiful things. And if you're in a bad mood, if you're in an unhappy mood, you will not be uplifted by that fact whatsoever. And that conviction will just remain a dead thought in your mind, a dead thought in your life, and you will not have any benefit from it. You are placing principle in motion to be negative, to be not positive. Now, what is it that you want to do? Now, it would seem to me that when a child is born, the child's primary desire is to live, and to live happy, joyous, in every beautiful way, to be a magnificent being, a magnificent human being. And this is the conviction, theoretically, that parents have for their children. Oh, I hope he'll be all right, as long as he's alive, as long as this... No, this is not what parents should say. When parents are ready to have a child, they say, my child is ideal. My child is the ideal child. I have the most beautiful, the most wonderful, the most fantastic, the most intelligent child in the world. My child is outstanding. My child is fantastic. Well, now, both parents may be ordinary in their intelligence. They may be average in their intellectual ability, which makes no difference, because many beautiful, genius children come out of ordinary families. Many magnificent people who do magnificent works of genius, of writing, of painting, of sculpting, of being a medical doctor, of being a brain surgeon, or being whatever magical thing you might want to think about, being a husband or a wife or a father or mother of a lovely child themselves at one time. Now, every child has the privilege of having parents who think they are the greatest. They are the most wonderful. And that's the way it should be. That's exactly the way it should be. That's why most of the world turns out so good. Because most of the parents want their children to be outstanding. They want their children to be the best. They want their children to be fabulous wage earners, fabulous beings, and liked by their community and liked by their world, but especially liked by themselves. And as parents give this to their children at birth, as parents share this with their babies, their beings that they bring into the world, that's what they begin to enjoy right from that moment on. But that doesn't mean that there's a time limit for that. Because if you forgot to do that when your child was born, and your child is now 50 years old, you could still say to yourself and your child mentally, my child is the ideal child. My child is brilliant. My child is wonderful. My child is fabulous. And right now, living in the now, right now, you live your conviction that your child is fantastic. Now, how about moving that into another realm? How about moving that into the realm of myself? Can I, Johnny Come Lately now, say to myself, after having said to myself all my life, I'm not very good, can I say now, I am super, I am brilliant, I am fantastic? Yes, I can. Happily, I've been saying good things about me all my life, and now, if I want to say more good things about me, or even if I want to change the program for myself, I may have been a 100 possibilities. I may have been a writer, I may have been a doctor, I may have been a businessman, I may have been a politician, I may have been anything, and I may have been successful in all these things. And now, here I am, and I'm retired from my work, I'm retired from my life, but life does go on. Now, what am I going to do? Just go to the library and read, or just go sit in the park, or remodel my house or something? All those are good things, too, but no. I say to myself, I am vital, dynamic, alive. I am filled with beautiful ideas. I'm filled with beautiful powers. I live my convictions, and I live according to principle. And the principle of the law of cause and effect says, if I speak a positive word, I will have a positive result. If I think a positive thought, I will have a positive result. Now, I want to have my convictions be something fabulous. Okay. Here you are in the hospital, and I'm visiting you. And I'm saying to you, you sure look great. Now, they may not look so great from a point of view, but they look great from what they looked like yesterday. They look great from what they looked like a minute ago. You and I have the privilege of planting our convictions in ourselves or in others and reaping the harvest. Now, you want to plant a conviction in another. You want to take this person in the hospital and give them a new lease on life. You can do it. That's what you're in their world for. You were not brought into their world for any other reason except to be a light for them, a joy for them, an uplifting attitude for them. So you help them say for themselves, I live my convictions. Now, they may not say that outwardly, but you go in there and you are living your convictions, and so you're looking at these people, and they're having all sorts of hang-ups. They're having all sorts of things that are bothering them. And then you plant new convictions in their consciousness. Now, you do it kindly, not you dum-dum. You do it kindly. You say, I certainly feel good when I come in this room. I brought the feeling with me, but I don't say that. I just say, I let them think that they're making me feel good because I'm in their presence. You have such a wonderful charisma about you. Now, you're not lying, because they're reflecting your charisma. And so when you say they have a wonderful charisma, you are saying they are a good mirror of your charisma, of how wonderful you are. Now, that may sound not very nice at first, but it's pretty good. And then you say, it's just so wonderful to sit here and be next to you and be in your presence. You are a dynamic, lovely being. And they may look at you and think, don't you realize I got this or that? And you just keep up your pitter-patter. You just keep up your thought, hey, you know, when I talk to you, I feel uplifted. And you know, I was talking to your brother, sister, son, daughter, husband, wife, or whatever in your world. I was just talking to them, if you were, and they were telling me of all the beautiful things that you brought into their life. How wonderful you are in their world, and they're looking for many, many more happy years of your activity in their life. They're thinking of you as wonderful. Now you ad lib a little bit, and that's okay, because certainly a loving family would want their loved ones to remain with them as long as possible in a happy, healthy, hearty body. Now, you say this to these people because this is what anyone would say normally. Any normal family would want their family members to live in a happy, healthy, harmonious body and live long and a beautiful life. So, you feed this to these people lovingly. You're in the hospital, you're talking to people. Why you're in the hospital, it's your choice. You got yourself there. Why you're talking to somebody in the park who needs trouble? Who needs to get out of trouble? Why you're thinking about somebody on the radio or the television, in the news, or in a sitcom, or whatever it is? When you listen to a sitcom, do you say to yourself, all is in divine order? Or do you say boo-hoo and feel sad for the narrative that's being spun before you? Are you the creator of your world? You can be, you know. You really are. But you can consciously be the creator of your world. And I live my convictions. So live your convictions with everybody. Now, you talking to this person in the hospital in a positive way, lifting them up, giving them a new positive attitude that, yes, they can be healed, they can be whole, they can enjoy life, they can be fantastic, because it's true. It's true. They can. And in your world, they are. And how wonderful that is. It's all a matter of, I live according to the principle. And the principle is, if I live a happy life, I will be a happy person. If I am a happy person, I'll live a happy life. It just works hand in glove. Now, where do you stand on this wonderful attitude of life? Where do you stand on this wonderful program of I live my convictions? So you talk to someone in the hospital and you lift them up and you brighten their day and you give them purpose and meaning to their life and you give them purpose and meaning to their thinking, purpose and meaning to why they're there, and perhaps they're there just to be a light on the life of others who come into their consciousness, maybe even the doctors and nurses, because they need a lift now and then too. And you, by your beautiful consciousness, your beautiful convictions, you lift up all. If I be lifted up, all the world will be lifted up unto me. If I be lifted up, all the world will be lifted up unto me. We hear these words. We believe these words. These are convictions that are very powerful in our life, very powerful in our thought, very powerful in who we are. Now, I live my convictions. Let's step aside from the hospital now, and let's look into our own life. I will look in my own life. I have friends around me who have hang-ups, and as I talk to these friends, they express their hang-ups. And they know they shouldn't do that in front of me because I do not accept that. And so, as they express these hang-ups, I immediately use the law of cause and effect. I immediately use principle, and I live my convictions. And I say to them, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're wonderful, you're beautiful. You know, today is the first day for the rest of your life. Oh, come on now, I heard that before. Yes, well, that's true. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and it is a now day that everything begins new right now. There's no past, there's no experience that you've ever had in the past which needs to have any remark in the current time. You do not live in the past. You do not wish for things. You look at yourself and you say, I live my convictions. Now, my conviction is that I am living in a wonderful body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I believe this. This is my conviction. I believe that my mind is clear and beautiful and open to all of the glorious expressions that I am inside of me. I live in the conviction that my body can go out and walk and run and play. I go out and take the tractor and I drive it around the property, clearing the roads, and I make everything beautiful. I go up and down the mountainsides with the tractor and keep the pathways all open and glorious, regardless of the rain or how the weeds grow in the path or how things come along, and I make everything beautiful. I don't think of the path needing my tractor. I just think of my tractor going along, making everything smooth and lovely. And as I walk on the path, it's smooth and lovely to walk. I don't have to look where I walk because the path is all smooth and great. I live my convictions. My conviction is that I'm a wonderful guy. I'm a happy guy. I'm a guy filled with peace and love for all the world. Unconditionally, I look at every person in my world, and I don't say, forgive them, they know not what they do, because I don't see them doing dumb things. I see everyone in my world doing lovely things, doing harmonious things, doing glorious things, doing thoughtful things, doing things that are uplifting, things that are supportive to their highest and best. And as I see this, this is my conviction at work. Now, do you, I ask, do you have anything that is giving you a little hairy turn, that makes you feel a little insecure, makes you feel unhappy in any way? Well, that's okay. If you do, then it's time for you to say, I live my convictions. And then for you to say, what are my convictions? And are your convictions my convictions of happiness and joy and peace and harmony and love? If they are, then you want to live those convictions. They're your principles upon which you base your life and your attitude. So, you say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. And just saying that brings a sparkle to your eyes and to your being. When you say, I like me, you cannot feel bad. When you say, I like me, you cannot enumerate your problems. When you say, I like me, you can only say beautiful things about yourself and about everyone else in the world. Everyone in the world looks at me and sees a master. Everyone in the world looks at me and sees a loving person. Everyone in the world looks at me and sees all that is beautiful and good in the universe. Everyone in the world looks at me and sees goodness, sees wonder, magic, sees everything that is good. That's the principle that I'm putting in motion. That's the conviction that I'm living. Now, for me to put that principle in motion, for me to live that conviction, I also see everyone in my world beautiful, good, fantastic, glorious, wonderful. If I want that conviction to be my conviction, I see all the world with unconditional love. I make no judgment of anyone's reasons, no motivations that they have. I just see them beautiful now. Not becoming beautiful, but beautiful now. And as they are beautiful now, what happens in their life? They're beautiful now, because they are my reflection. They are my mirror. They shine back to me what I shine out to them. Now, I shine back to me what I shine out to me. Interesting, huh? I like and I live in my convictions. I like them. And I make sure that my convictions are all positive, uplifting, joyful, fantastic, glorious, wonderful, right now. And as I am confident in my convictions, I live them. The law of cause and effect puts them in motion. The principle always stands forth for the truth. Now, I speak the truth about me, my world, and all that I am. And as I speak this truth about myself, as I know this truth about myself, I am it. I am it. I live my convictions. Think that. Think that with me. I live my convictions. I live my convictions. I live my convictions. I live my convictions. And I live according to principle. And my convictions bring forth in my life every experience I choose to have under all circumstances, now and forevermore. I don't have to wait. Now is the time. The past is gone. I live a totally new life right now. That's my choice. That's my decision. I know you are too, because that's my decision for my world, and you're in my world, and I love you. I love you. I love you.